Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 41. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows around 27. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 12 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Legislature says that they are working on a piece of legislation that would potentially allow federal funding to come in and open up five rural hospitals that have been closed since 2015. As Cake News reports, that according to current federal law, they have limitations on bailouts to rural U.S. hospitals with less than 50 beds that were still operating in December of 2020. However, some Kansas lawmakers say they want to pass a bill in the state in anticipation that Congress may broaden their eligibility to go back to January of 2015. According to the Republican legislature, they say if that does happen, that the state could get enough money to open up five of these shutdown hospitals and counter the argument from Kansas Governor Laura Kelly about her expansion of Medicaid that she says would bring money in to reopen these hospitals. The bill was originally narrowly defeated with a 58-62 margin, but some say they are planning to revive the bill and try again. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
AARP Kansas invites local eligible organizations and governments across the state to apply for the 2024 AARP Community Challenge Grant Program. Now through March 6th at 5 p.m. Eastern, these grants fund quick action projects that help communities become more livable in the long term by improving public spaces, transportation, housing, civic engagement, diversity and inclusion, and much more. All projects must be completed by December 15th of 2024. To submit an application and view past grantees, visit www.aarp.org/community-challenge.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
The American Cancer Society has announced their 20th annual Couture for Cancer event in Topeka, set for this coming up weekend, March 2nd at 5:30. WIBW reports it is a fashion show for those that have survived cancer, supported by local boutiques around the state of Kansas, with proceeds from the event going to benefit the American Cancer Society programs in northeast Kansas.
This is its 20th year, so we're very excited about celebrating that milestone, for sure. And I think, Melissa, we've been talking about it. I think she's been emceeing since year two. So the special thing about Couture for Cancer and the runway show is it's all cancer survivors who are modeling clothing that local boutiques and some national designers have sent for them to wear on the runway. And it's just an amazing event. And to see some of these women say, well, I'm not a model. We're like, no, we don't want you to be like a model. We want you to get up there and be your authentic self and have a good time.
Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Ernie Chambers, the longest-serving state senator in the history of Nebraska, is seeking to reclaim his North Omaha seat in the Nebraska legislature. He filed to run for the District 11 seat earlier this week, and the Nebraska Secretary of State has confirmed. Chambers served in the legislature for 46 years from 1971 to 2009, and again from 2013 to 2021, leaving office both times because of the legislative term limits approved by voters back in the year 2000. He will run against Senator Terrell McKinney and Calandra Cooper of Omaha. In other news, a lawnmower spark caused a large grass fire that scorched over 71,000 acres in Lincoln, Dawson, and Custer counties, according to the Nebraska State Fire Marshal. Fortunately, no injuries have been reported, but two homes and several outbuildings have been destroyed. Currently, Region 51 Emergency Management is working with ranchers, farmers, and residents to address any needs they may have. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
You've worked hard your whole life, but it can only take a minute for investment fraud to rob you of your nest egg. Americans lose billions to investment scams every year. Do you know the warning signs of fraud? SmartInvestKS.com is here to help educate Kansans on how to identify and avoid investment fraud. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit SmartInvestKS.com. SmartInvestKS.com. This ad is sponsored by the Kansas Insurance Department and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. Among discussion items was a $24,000 request from Convention and Tourism for the Skyfest planned July 13th and 14th. The event, including modifications from last year, will include live entertainment and fireworks, along with a hot air balloon launch. Funding request for $24,000 from the Transient Guest Tax Fund was approved on a 4-2 vote, with concerns the fund balance could be exhausted. Police Chief Matt Simpson addressed concerns with trucks utilizing Jake brakes when passing through town. A 2023 adoption of code superseded a previous ordinance disallowing Jake brakes. They are legal so long as the truck has a muffler. The issue could be considered in a future review of the traffic code and consideration of local ordinances. New city attorney Aaron Westbrook introduced himself as he's taking over caseload with the resignation of John McNish, who recently accepted a judgeship. City clerk announced hiring of Courtney Porter as swimming pool manager. She teaches at Manhattan Christian College. Councilman Keith Beichman requested adding discussion to the next meeting agenda for reconsideration of a charter ordinance that allowed the previous city administrator to fire the police chief without council approval. The mayor suggested visiting a conversation regarding a stormwater maintenance fee, which could be dedicated to unforeseen expenses, such as repair which is being designed along U.S. 36 and extending north and south at 15th Street. At a special meeting, council approved moving forward with a design estimated to cost from $962,000 to $1.25 million. A stormwater workshop meeting has been scheduled to discuss options. A meet-and-greet for Marysville City Administrator candidates is open to the public Wednesday, 4:30 till 6 p.m. at the Arts Center in Marysville. Interviews are scheduled Thursday. Three candidates are finalists and include Joshua Haverkamp, who works as City Manager's Office in Kansas City, with intern experience in Manhattan and Overland Park, Christine Manberg, who works with the City of Stockton, California, and Patrick Marsh, active as a local government consultant with experience in city management in Nevada and Wisconsin. Washington City Council recently discussed options for the center of Street Island on C Street between First and College. Plantings have not been maintained. Trees have caused damage during snow removal. Consensus was to remove the trees but leave the island for now if anyone was interested in replanting. Concern was expressed with removing the island when other street issues need attention. City Administrator will contact owners of 16 properties in Washington noted for code violation, requesting action. Recently elected Mayor Garrett Edgar noted that his write-in election was perhaps a call for a change, and he hopes to outline a series of goals related to city streets and properties, as well as general cleanup and appearance of the community. Waterville native and Valley Heights graduate Allie Jones was among 32 second-year Kansas teachers recognized with a Horizon Award this past weekend in Topeka.
Well, the really cool thing about this award is that the entire school district for Emporia is able to nominate two people each year. And one's at the secondary level, which is what I am, and then the rest is elementary. So out of all of the brand new teachers that come in, they decided on me. I really didn't understand what it really meant at first when I first got the nomination, even when I found out I won it. But as I continue to kind of learn things and understand and kind of wrap my head around it, I really understand kind of what a big deal it is. And it's very humbling, but it's really cool to understand that people are seeing the hard work I'm doing and that I'm being recognized for that in a way that's pretty hard to say that you can, like, have the award in.
Allie Jones was recently hired by USD 498 to teach at Valley Heights, assuming the position of Lynette Steele Kuhn, who's retiring at the end of his school year.
I'm from Waterville. I started doing theater when I was 9 years old with Lynette Steele Kuhn, who's at Valley Heights right now. I did that for a few summers, and then I picked it up again when I was in high school. I participated in forensics. I graduated in 2018, and then I continued at the college level and did shows at Emporia State. Right now, I'm at Emporia Middle School. I teach theater and public speaking to grades 6, 7, and 8.
Steve, Marysville Water Department advising they will shut off water in the 700 block of Broadway Wednesday, February 28th, beginning around 8:30. Water may be off for a couple of hours. Save some drinking water as needed. Water will be shut off Wednesday morning around 8:30 for a couple of hours in the 700 block of Broadway. Michelle L. Heenick, age 49, of Hanover, passed away February 12th. Massive Christian burial Friday, March 1st, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Family will receive friends Thursday 4 until 6 p.m. at the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover, with a Hanover mortuary in charge of arrangements for Michelle Heenick. Benjamin Ben Berger, age 43, of Barnes, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Private interment at a later date. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8. At the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Ben Berger. Kenneth G. Stetnish, age 91, of Barnes, passed away February 21st. Funeral service Saturday, March 2nd, 10:30, at the Barnes Christian Church. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery west of Barnes. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8. At the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Kenny Stetnich. Harold D. Yobel, age 88, of Dubois, passed away February 22nd. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Dubois. Interment in the Dubois Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8. At the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Harold Yobel. Joe A. Graham, age 55, of Oquito, passed away Sunday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge for Joe Graham. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, ham loaf, baby bakers, peas and onions, and peaches. Tomorrow, barbecue chicken, a biscuit, cheesy potatoes, broccoli, and banana. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-thru window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville, across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to mid 40s. Staying clear overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Warming up throughout Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 50s, south winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s, south winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Even warmer throughout Friday, sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 60s, south winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Extremely warm on Saturday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 70s, south winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30, then clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid 40s and lower 50s, south winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Still sunny into Sunday with our highs in the upper 60s and upper 70s, then a slight chance for some rain showers over Sunday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late February, 50, record high on this date, 80. The average low, 26, and the record low, 16, below zero. Sunset this evening, 6:17. Sunrise in the morning at 7:04. Quite a contrast from recent days, 12 degrees with sunshine this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 28th of February. KNDY News Time, 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. There's a new hero in Cleveland, and his name is Max Strus. Down 105-98 with 5 minutes to go at home against the Mavs, the Cavaliers brought in Strus, who just wouldn't stop hitting shots, including the game winner from beyond half court at the buzzer.
Cavs out of timeout. Strus into Mobley. Back to Max. Half court shot. Good! Good! He hit it!
The final call on WTAM. Strus had 15 points in the fourth quarter on a perfect 5 of 5 from three ball land, carrying the Cavs to the 121-119 win. In a much less testy affair, the Celtics cruised over the 76ers, 117-99 for their ninth straight win. T-Wolves over the Spurs, 114-105, and the Thunder made its sixth straight wins, dispatching the Rockets, 112-95. Top 25 men's college action, upset alert at 7th-ranked Kansas.
BYU can bounce this one out. The Cougars come to the home of college basketball and emerge from the fog victorious. The Cougs have won it.
As heard on the BYU Sports Network, the Cougars pulled away late in the second half to escape Allen Fieldhouse with a 76-68 win. Down to the wire at Mississippi State, where Reed Shepherd would cap a career night for number 16, Kentucky.
Wagner pulls up over to Shepherd. Shepherd penetrates. Floater. Yes!
Way to go, Reed Shepherd.
Cats win!
Why not, Reed Shepherd?
Tom Leach with the call on JMI Sports. Shepherd had a career-high 32 points in the 91-89 Wildcats winner. Top-ranked Houston also won their sixth straight, dispatching Cincinnati 67-59. NHL Penguins over the Canucks in overtime 4-3. Avalanche down the Stars 5-1. Golden Knights triple up the Maple Leafs 6-2. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day. I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert!
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Hey, I came as fast as I could. What's wrong?
Everything's okay. I just need you to know. I'm glowing up.
You just texted SOS Get Here Now.
And I stand by that because I switched to Cricket and got the all-new Motorola Razr. I have entered my flip era and I am glowing up.
I'm going to go back home.
I support that.
Switch to Cricket and get the all-new Motorola Razr for $199.99. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Must open a new line on a $60 month voice plan. First month service charge and tax to its sale. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Substate basketball tip-offs Tuesday. In girls' action, Silver Lake over Marysville 74-48. In boys' play, Valley Heights knocked off Lincoln 38-34. Sub-state semifinals continue Thursday and Friday. 2A at Waubunsee. Valley Heights girls face Bennington Thursday at 6. Valley Heights boys take on Bennington Friday at 7:30. 1A Division 2 at Blue Valley. Boys on Thursday, Hanover versus Lynn at 6. Blue Valley hosting Axtell at 7:30. Girls on Friday, Axtell meets Pike Valley at 6. Hanover versus Lynn at 7:30. All those games live on FM 95.5. 1A Division 2 at Rock Hills. Boys on Thursday, Frankfort plays Osborne at 6. Girls on Friday, Frankfort versus Washington County at 6. 1A Division 1 at Donovan West. Centralia teams face Troy in late games with the boys on Thursday, girls on Friday.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honeyed hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarters.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. With corporate earnings season winding down, stock traders are looking ahead to new economic data for clues on the direction of interest rates. The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, is due out tomorrow. Investors waiting for the release of the PCE were marking time Tuesday. The Dow Jones slipped 96 points to close back below 39,000. The S&P gained about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite tacked on about 0.4%. Apple apparently is giving up on building an electric car. The Wall Street Journal reports the tech giant has spent billions over the last decade exploring designs for a marketable EV. Some of the people involved in the project could soon face layoffs. It's a similar story at Bumble, which plans to let about 350 employees go as part of a restructuring plan. The cuts amount to about 30% of the workforce at that popular dating app. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Unlock thousands of dollars in savings on a new three-row 2023 Jeep Grand Cherokee L during Twin Rivers President's Day sales event. The Grand Cherokee L is the most luxurious model in its class. Don't miss your chance to arrange for a test drive at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on West Court in Beatrice. See dealer for complete details. Not all models or buyers will qualify, and the President's Day sales event ends February 29th. Your new and used superstore is Twin Rivers in Beatrice, online at twinriv.com.
Good Wednesday morning. Sam's back with your latest market information here through the Mid-America Ag Network. And as we inch closer to the opening bell today, let's take a look through the overnight session, give you a nice recap of how things finished up yesterday, and preview this Wednesday day of trade. As yesterday at the closing bell, it was more mixed to slightly higher figures in the grains and lower in the livestock, as we saw February live cattle finish down 12 cents at 185.60, April live down 37 at 187.72. Mixed figures in the feeder cattle markets, not much movement as the March feeders finished down a nickel at 253 per hundred weight. April finished up that 5 cents at 258.95. A mixed bag for the hogs as well. The immediate months of April was lower, down 37, finishing at 85.90. May down 37 as well at $90.37 per hundred weight. Yesterday through the grains, we saw a fairly strong day as both corn and wheat were basically in the green all day. It was two-sided trade in the soybeans yesterday, eventually finishing a bit lower as looking through the overnight session, trying to make up for some of those slight losses. March soybeans currently up 1.5 to 11.32 and 3/4. May up a quarter cent to 11.41. It does seem like China's doing some large buys in both Ukrainian corn and Brazilian soybeans, and it looks like they are needing some more as well. So keeping an eye on that for the remainder of the week. March soybean meal up 370 at 331.50, and soy oil down 36 points at 44.55. Cotton yesterday hit the 400-point limit. March here through the overnight session up another 324 at 103.99, a huge spike in the cotton complex. Into the grains, we see March corn here through the overnight session up a quarter cent at 408.5 after a few pennies into the green yesterday. May corn finishing down a quarter cent at 423.25 here this morning. Chicago spring and Kansas City wheat giving up most of their gains that they made yesterday. Double digits in places. March Kansas City wheat down 9 at 584.5. May's down 8 at 577.75. Into the oats market, the March contract currently up 1.75 at 374.75. May's up 1.25 to 367.25. Sam's back on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout.
The outcome of Moore v. the United States potentially threatens the estates of agricultural producers. K-State and Washburn Law professor Roger McOwen discusses this current Supreme Court case involving the effects of an unrealized income tax.
It involves the situation of whether income tax can be imposed without a taxable event, without any type of sale or other disposition that would otherwise trigger tax. And what happened here is a corporation over in India that is a controlled foreign corporation, so a CFC as we call it, meaning that most of the stock is owned by people in the United States or residents or citizens of the United States. And there was a law that was passed. It's part of the 2017 Tax Act that really created a one-time, I'll call it a repay repatriation tax, although it's technically something different, that said, all right, if your investment goes up in this corporation, then we're going to tax that on a one-time basis, and we're going to pull that home.
McOwen relays more details on the case and how a wealth tax could be implemented next.
The stock investment in this company by these people went up sufficient enough to trigger a $15,000 tax bill. Now, mind you, they didn't sell any of their stock. They get a bill from the Treasury for $15,000. This is your tax obligation. And they paid it, but now they're challenging that. So they went to court to challenge it to get a refund back, and they've lost so far, and it's before the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, I think this one is key because if the court says that the government can tax your wealth without a tax event, then that brings us back to Senator Elizabeth Warren that has pushed for a number of years for a tax on wealth. And that would seem to light a fire under that and perhaps reinvigorate that attempt to try to tax wealth without a tax event. That's important for farmers and ranchers. You know, what if you get a bill because your land value went up, for example? Can they do that? Well, we'll see what the Supreme Court says.
He explains the implications the ruling could have on other taxes in agriculture.
The other issue that I'm concerned about here is if we can tax wealth, then that would seem to indicate that the Congress would be okay and might feel empowered to eliminate the step-up basis rule at death. And so instead of waiting until your heirs sell the property that they inherit and then taxing it at that time, we would impose the tax upon death before they receive the property, even though there hasn't been a taxable event. And I'm not sure they're going to go clearly one side or the other. They may try to thread a needle here, and I worry about that. But this one has significant implications for agricultural producers.
That was K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McOwen on the potential impact of this case on agriculture. Find more at www.washburnlaw.edu/WALTR. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, just 12 degrees this morning, wind chills even lower. Just a bit below seasonal highs, middle 40s on tap for today. Then a warm-up through week's end. By Sunday, we could be up around 80 again.
Trays full of seedlings are beginning to sprout in the households of hopeful gardeners. Some advice on nursing them through this critical stage today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, February 28th, the 59th day of the year. Racing legend Mario Andretti celebrates a birthday, and the final episode of MASH made television history on this night in 1983. Gardeners who've started seeds indoors are seeing the first tiny sprouts about now. It's a critical stage for seedlings. Give them maximum sunlight, preferably from a south-facing window, and protect them from drafts and abrupt temperature swings. Keep the soil moist, but be careful not to disturb the tender roots with a jet of water. Use a missing spray bottle, or better yet, set your tray inside a larger container filled with water. You'll know it's moist enough when the top of the soil is damp to the touch. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening advice at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a rough night for the number 7 Kansas Jayhawks as they were at home in Manhattan taking on the BYU Cougars and fell to them 76-68. The Jayhawks started off strong, having 35 points going into the half over the Cougars, but ended up losing their lead by the second half. Hunter Dickinson was the top scorer of the night, putting 17 points on the board with 11 rebounds and 1 assist. KJ Adams Jr. had 11 points, with Dejon Harris Jr. having 12. That puts the Jayhawks now to a 9-6 record for the conference, 21-7 in their overall play. Still,
top-ranked Silver Lake Lady Eagles prevailed over Marysville, ending the Lady Bulldogs season 74-48 in Tuesday night substate action. Silver Lake, powered by McKenzie Daniel, inside with 30 points. McKinley Kruger outside with 24 points, as they were undefeated in 20 starts this season. Three Bulldogs in double figures, led by Lindsay Dressman with 20. Della Raider scored 16, and Casey Rush finished with 12. 10 of those in the second half. Silver Lake 74, Marysville 48. Lady Eagles advanced to the semifinals at Riley County Friday. Marysville girls season ending 10-11. Reporting for KDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Substate basketball tip-offs Tuesday. In girls' action, Silver Lake over Marysville 74-48. In boys' play, Valley Heights knocked off Lincoln 38-34. Substate semifinals continue Thursday and Friday. 2A at Waubunsee. Valley Heights girls face Bennington Thursday at 6. Valley Heights boys take on Bennington Friday at 7:30. 1A Division II at Blue Valley. Boys on Thursday, Hanover versus Lynn at 6. Blue Valley hosting Axtell at 7:30. Girls on Friday, Axtell meets Pike Valley at 6. Hanover versus Lynn at 7:30. All those games live on FM 95.5. 1A Division II at Rock Hills. Boys on Thursday, Frankfort plays Osborne at 6. Girls on Friday, Frankfort versus Washington County at 6. 1A Division I at Donovan West. Centralia teams face Troy in late games, with the boys on Thursday, girls on Friday.
KNDY.